You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I know it. I got to tell you, radio is getting better and better, isn't it? I tell you, you do not know how lucky you are to have this kind of show blasting at you in your car or in your house. So I got to tell you, this is good radio. Very, very good radio. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I listen to my own show. You guys probably think I just do the show and I leave. No, I listen to it. You know, I don't follow all my own advice, but I listen to it. Hey, you know what? If it's good radio, I'm there. Lots to talk about today, but I know I've been really remiss. I haven't gotten to your email, so we're going to get to your emails. I also want to talk about painkiller overdosing. Looks like so many of us are taking painkillers that it's killing us. And they're blaming, of course, the doctors. Yeah. all day long on the news, they're blaming the doctors. So I know the doctor's always a bad guy. I could take it. I dish it out. I could take it. I also want to talk about, looks like we have to boycott Johnson & Johnson shampoo. Really? We've been using baby shampoo for years. What's the big deal about the Johnson & Johnson shampoo? So we need to talk about this. And a lot of other stuff we need to talk about. Of course, if I so desire, you know, I'm allowed to change my mind. You know, when you're a radio host, you're supposed to, as soon as you come on the air, delineate everything we're going to talk about on the show. But I change my mind. Sometimes I don't want to talk about a story. Sometimes I just don't feel like it. And you know what? I could do what I want to because I'm in front of the radio. Now, true, I do have bosses. Yeah, you know, and we do got a great group of guys, you know, working the dials and working the music. We got Charles and Kyle and all that. And yes, they could, you know, pull the plug. But as far as content, you know, if I feel like talking about my earwax, I could do that. That's why this is such a good show. Yeah, you can hear about Dr. Dahlia's earwax. But I'd rather hear about your earwax. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com, of which we're going to read some of them. And please follow me on Twitter. Boy, yesterday we really boomed in tweets. Boy, we were tweeting and twitting all over the place. Yesterday was a very big tweet day. Very, very big tweet day. All right, let's look at this email here. Dr. Dahlia, yesterday you had a caller who had to disinfect his bowels manually. What foods can you eat to prevent getting that blocked up? Okay, we've talked about stool. We've talked about foods and blocking up. You know, we've talked about berries and, you know, eating bran, whole grains, you know, sweet peas, beans. All right, here's the problem. I really didn't want to answer this question. I wish my producer kind of screened this. I don't know if you've noticed that, but we have a little bit of an engineering problem. And I don't mean to rip on the engineers. The guys are good. We got good guys. But the problem we have on the show is every time I mention beans, there's this sound. And I think it's inappropriate. I mean, this is a medical show, really. I mean, I have an adult audience. I'm really not supposed to be, you know, having gastrointestinal sounds poke out. And I mean, we talk about beans a lot on this show. Unfortunately, though, we're about to talk about fiber. And I know I'm supposed to educate you, so let's kind of move through this quickly. All right. I can't talk about anything else. We've got to get to it. Okay, so really quickly, let's just go through this. And again, I apologize about any engineering issues. You got lima beans. This is ridiculous. We really got to get this fixed, guys. Black beans, garbanzo beans. Okay, you know what? You know what we got to do? This is ridiculous. Okay, I'm just going to go through this really quick. I'm sorry. Just hang in there. Pinto beans, kidney beans, navy beans, mung beans. Okay, you know what? Okay, again, I'm sorry. I'll be quick. White beans, French beans, and pistachios. Oh, wait, pistachios? Those aren't even beans. Okay, you know what? You know what? Just disinfect your bowels manually. I can't do this on air. I am going to lose any meager ratings I have just because we talked about beans. Okay, all right. I'll talk to the engineer about this. All right, where are we at now? You know what? Let's go to the phone lines. Please, for the love of the Lord, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. Hi. I was just wondering about, I have ED, and I would like to get a penis pump put in, and I was just wondering what, do you know anything about them, or how long they last, or if they work good, or I don't know too much about them. So maybe you could talk about it on your program sometime. Thank you.
Absolutely. No, I love talking about penis pumps. How long they last, again, depends on the warranty. Of course, anything you buy, make sure you get a warranty. You know why I like penis pumps? Number one is it's not a medication that you're putting in your body. Okay, and I know some of you are giggling. No, there's real penis pumps. This is a medical apparatus, you know, and will you guys mature up, please? Come on, grow up. And what's nice about these is a lot of people can't take Viagra, Cialis, Levitra because of heart conditions or because they take nitrates, etc. And they're having issues with erectile dysfunction. And why do you have erectile dysfunction? You aren't able to maintain the blood flow in the penis. So these penis pumps actually act as vacuums. And you provide some suction. All right, and it causes the penis to swell and maintain blood. Now, of course, you could get chafing. Of course, it's not good if you have a blood clot disorder or if you bleed easily or if you're on blood thinners. You know, there are risks with these things, but they do work. And I would recommend anybody even considering this to talk to your urologist. And it's not an embarrassing thing. I know some people are like, well, I'm not going to walk into my urologist and ask for that. What else are you talking to urologists about? Okay, remember, we doctors, we don't get embarrassed by those things, okay? Having sex is extremely important, and we want you to be able to do it very safely. And I'm a huge fan of the penis pumps. I think they're great. Now, how long does the erection last? Again, it all depends on the blood flow. It depends on your vascular system, circulatory system. You know, you got to make sure you don't shatter the plastic. But usually these things are pretty shatterproof. Keep them clean. But like I said, if you are on any blood thinners, you can get some bruising. I mean, again, it's pressure on the sensitive skin. Okay. All right. Well, when we come back, I hope that helps. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, one other thing I didn't answer with the previous call is you have the penis pumps, and we're kind of familiar with those. Remember, there's a judge, remember Donald Thompson? He actually just had his pension cut off. Pension, I said. Not penis pension, cut off because he was using a penis pump during trials. Did you hear about this? He was a former Oklahoma judge, right? He actually served prison time. He was sitting there while on the bench in the middle of trials using a penis pump. Okay, there are actually pumps like that that we just talked about that you could use for erectile dysfunction. But there's also actual penile implants. And we've talked about implants on the show where they're surgically put in, and there's a apparatus where you could actually pump fluid or air. And what that does, again, it's called a penis pump, but we call those implants. There's like the three-piece model, the two-piece model, there's the semi-rigid, and there's a variety of different sources that kind of tells you the pros and cons of each, but they're very, very common, and they're supposed to last a very long time. So I would recommend, again, you know, going back on that subject, make sure you talk to your urologist, and he could go over the different options. You know, personally, before you do surgery, I would probably try the manual one first that you do on the outside. And then if you're like, no, this is too cumbersome and I don't like it, then maybe you could look into the possible inflatable implants, the semi-rigid rods, et cetera. There's different types of things that you could do to help maintain some rigidity. All right? But good. I'm proud of you guys. Very, 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 very good. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
Doc Dolly, I appreciate your show and your advice. I'm a truck driver, 60 years old, and I've gained a few pounds. I've gained about 20 extra pounds now, and it's so very difficult to get off.
Yep.
I went through an Atkins diet, lost 68 pounds at one time, but as I said, I've gained about 20 back, and it is so difficult to get this stuff off. I was wondering if there's any kind of a diet you could suggest or something to help out. I appreciate your letting us know and responding to my question.
That's great. No, thank you for calling. Thank you. Okay, so, I'm with you. I loved my waistline 20 years ago, and you know, I have some pounds that they just won't shed. And it's interesting how the younger you are, you know, you could skip dinner or you could maybe eat salad for lunch for a week and drop 5 pounds. And, you know, here we are, we're dieting like crazy. It is so difficult to get those extra pounds off. Absolutely difficult. And remember, your body, and we've talked about the cycles and the mathematics and the chemistry behind it, where your body will hold on to the fat for multiple reasons. So you could crash diet like you did with the Atkins, and you'll gain the weight right back. Now, why did the Atkins work for a lot of people temporarily? Because you're cutting back on your carbs. I mean, you know, carbs is one of the main reasons why we're fat. They've done studies where they had people on a low-fat diet or just a low-carb diet, and people on a low-carb diet lost more weight than the low-fat diet. You know, you lose more weight when you cut your carbs. The problem is you could cut your carbs, you could do really well, and then you plateau. Now, another thing we have to realize is whenever you crash diet, again, not healthy. I never recommend crash dieting, and I believe the Atkins diet is a form of crash diet. I think South Beach diet, because there's a little bit more carbs allowed to be introduced, it's not as drastic. That, to me, doesn't seem as much of a crash diet as the Atkins is. I mean, you know, the Atkins, when people do the hardcore Atkins, where no carbs at all, and, you know, I see people eating steak and eggs, I don't like that. That makes me very nervous. But when you do that, your body, of course, will lose a lot of weight. And then you'll start to gain the weight back. Now, if somebody, let's say, crash diets, loses 60 pounds, and then gains 20 pounds back, so you have a net weight loss of 40 pounds, somebody would say it's pretty successful. All right? I mean, if you only went back up 20 pounds, you're a heck of a lot luckier than the average person, because most people go right back up to their set point. And we've talked about that set point. When you all know about the set point. Whenever you have the stomach bug, you lose 5 pounds, you start feeling better, you think you're going to keep that weight off, and that day you go right back up to the exact same weight you were 5 days ago. Your body, it's easier for it to go back to its set point or its plateau point. So my recommendation would be, I'm a huge fan of Weight Watchers. And the reason why I'm a huge fan of Weight Watchers is because you don't have to buy extra food. Yes, there's merit with Jenny Craig and Nutrisystem. I think they're all very, very good. But one of my favorites is Weight Watchers because they do this point system. And you have to look at your food as points. Like, I guess an Egg McMuffin is 7 points and a piece of cheese, I think, is 4. I have to look it up. And the lists are online. But Weight Watchers gives you a set of points depending on your weight and how much you want to lose, and then you have to stick to those points. And the reason why I like it is sometimes you want to cheat. You want to go and have some fast food, you know, or you want to have a drink or whatnot. Well, they calculate that into their point system. Now, from what I understand, vegetables, you know, like salads and your raw vegetables are 0 points. So you could eat as many of those per day. Yet you got to be very, very careful with the animal fats and the carbs you add into your diet. You know, and some of us get 28 points, some of us get 45 points. But the reason why I think that's one of the more successful diets is because it forces you to constantly be calculating and thinking about what you eat. The reason why a lot of us gain weight is we don't realize that we chug a juicy juice, let's say, yummy drink, but we'll chug one of those, which is like 100 calories, Let's say for those small ones. Or we'll chug some apple juice, or we'll get a screwdriver or a Greyhound, and we won't realize how many calories we imbibe. Yet, if you have to stick to the system, you'll be like, well, wait a second, I only have 3 points left for the night. Am I going to make myself a turkey sandwich, or am I going to have a glass of wine? You know, which is less points? Now, of course, exercise. As we age, and, you know, I know you're a truck driver. God bless you guys. I love you guys. I love my truck drivers. Love you guys. But unfortunately, you don't get enough exercise. You know, you're sitting in the truck. And we've talked about little exercises you could do, sucking in your stomach, lifting your leg, et cetera. You know, doing little leg presses. You could actually strap a weight to your thigh. I don't know. Do these trucks have, not autopilot, cruise control? Do trucks have cruise controls? You could actually strap a weight and kind of be doing little leg lifts. I mean, I really want to recommend it because I want you to move your legs easily if you have to hit the brakes. But, you know, little exercises like that can kind of help keep you moving. And I recommend, I don't want you getting into a car accident, but I recommend some sort of movement, even if you're dancing to the radio. You know, even if you're kind of, you know, moving in your seat, boogieing a little bit, just to kind of keep the blood flowing. But unfortunately, you know, when you're doing these drives, you don't get enough exercise. Well, that's the key to it. We have a lot of muscle. Our muscle to fat ratio is high when we're children, and then it starts to go down. And as you lose your muscle, you lose your metabolism and your ability to lose weight easier, and you start to gain fat, especially the abdominal fat. You know, a lot of us, we have that tummy, that Santa Claus tummy. Very common. That's where the weight goes. You know, we've talked about this with football players. You know, our football players that were in high school, or in college football, or NFL, you know, they're pretty tight. They're pretty muscular. And then, you know, they stop practice and they stop exercising and they get very, very heavy. And, you know, people say, oh, it's because they're drinking beer and they're eating hot wings. Well, no. Their body was used to that amount of exercise, and then all of a sudden it stops. You know, you cannot stay slim if you don't exercise. All my slim people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s either walk, play tennis, you know, wrestle with the dog, dance, ballroom dance, racquetball, marathon runners. Although I'm still a little nervous about marathon runners. I guess another man died in a marathon a couple days ago. I can't stand when I hear somebody right before the finish line drops dead. I can't stand it. I don't think some of our hearts can handle a marathon. But, you know, I mean, everybody has some sort of exercise, some sort of activity. And you need to figure it out. And it doesn't have to be going to the gym. There's exercises you could do while you're in your cab, while you're in your car, your truck. And you have to do it. I mean, even if it means pulling over and walk around the truck 10 times. You know, walking around your truck is walking. Oh, but the, you know, the people on the highway are going to drive by and show me the finger. Well, let them show. You know, listen, I get the finger all the time. People are always showing me the finger. You can take it, but you're going to have to increase your exercise. I'd say cut your carbs. I'd say eat smaller meals through the day. Don't just eat one or two big meals. All right. It's very tough when you're a truck driver to try to eat a salad, right? You know, a salmon salad, right? You know, with some balsamic vinaigrette. Very difficult to eat. Maybe pull over for 5 minutes so you can eat that salad. And a lot of us eat a sandwich. It's a lot easier to eat a sandwich and fries. And I'm not trying to stereotype truck drivers. We do it too. When I'm in a hurry, it's very easy for me to go into the drive-thru, grab something, eat while I drive, and I'm done before I hit the next stoplight. I know we're busy people. You know, but if you're trying to lose weight, you may have to pull over for 5 minutes. You could eat the salad instead. If you're hungry, you need to have a bunch of celery sticks or carrot sticks in your bag that you could munch on. You know, and this way, if you're nibbling throughout the day, little healthy snacks, then you aren't going to eat a big dinner. But honestly, you ask the skinny people what they do. You want to be successful? You ask what the successful people do, the ethical ones. If you want to be skinny, you see what the skinny people do. What the skinny people do is they only eat when they're hungry. They eat healthy foods. They snack healthily in between. Drink a lot of water. Don't forget to drink a lot of water. And of course, you gotta get that exercise. But it's tough. It's tough. All right. When we come back, I want to talk about painkillers and why people are dropping dead from painkillers. And what are we going to do? Because a lot of us have chronic pain. We'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at Instafire.com. A must for any outdoor winter activity. Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters. Is environmentally friendly. Stores easy. Is lightweight. Comes in a variety of sizes. And starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. So in the news, they were talking about how deaths from painkiller overdoses have actually tripled. They say the number of overdose deaths from these powerful painkillers, and we've talked about painkillers. You know, we've talked about OxyContin and oxycodone, and I mean, just the list goes on, especially the opioids, and many people take it for chronic pain. They say the number of deaths or overdoses have actually tripled over the last decade. All right, OxyContin, Vicodin, methadone even, they said have led to the deaths of almost 15,000 people in 2008, of course, including actor Heath Ledger, more than three times the number of deaths in 1999, which ended up being 4,000. Now, they say nearly 5% of Americans ages 20 and older say they've abused painkillers in the past year. And they say most of these pain prescriptions come from actually a very few subset of doctors. They say 3% of the doctors in this country are actually writing the majority of pain pills. And all right, so doctors need to be this and that. All right, so now, I get frustrated because I do agree. I agree in one respect that I think there are doctors out there that overprescribe, etc. But all right, this isn't the doctor's fault. All right, when somebody overdoses on their medication, it's not always the doctor's fault. Okay, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've told a patient, no, you're not getting the medication, or no, I don't want you taking 10 a day, I only want you taking one or two, and no, they don't listen to me. And I say, well, can you go and see a pain specialist? Can you, consider acupuncture or chiropractic or massage or physical therapy or consider surgery for your back? No, no, I don't want that, I just want my pain medicine. I mean, and I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm also not saying they're right. I'm just saying you can't always blame the doctor for this. Now, they looked at the states with the highest rates of fatal drug overdoses, and they said New Mexico tops the list. All right? New Mexico had the highest rate of fatal drug overdoses in West Virginia, then Nevada, then Utah, Alaska, Kentucky. Man. Rhode Island, Florida, Oklahoma, and Ohio. Now, the states with the least, oh, no, actually, this is interesting. I apologize. All right. Those are the ones with the highest deaths. The ones with the highest abuse ended up being Oklahoma, Oregon, Washington, Rhode Island, Arizona, Kentucky, West Virginia, Nevada, New Hampshire, and Idaho. Now, in Nevada, and I practice in Nevada, I have a medical license in Nevada, they're actually, putting some rules and restrictions on our pain prescription and prescribing habits, which I think is good. I think there has to be some documentation of the medical disorder, why you're prescribing as much as you are. I usually refer to pain management. I usually refer to a pain specialist. I love what the pain specialists do in terms of evaluating the patient, considering options like epidurals and injections. But we do have to call a spade a spade. Sometimes people just have pain. The surgery doesn't help. The injections don't help. What are they supposed to do? And on top of that, you start taking 4 or 5 Vicodin a day, you get addicted pretty quickly. And so you try to get off the medication, you're in unbelievable pain, let alone opioid withdrawal. We've talked about that. So how are people overdosing? How are people dying? Why do you die from painkillers? Well, they start to lower your respiratory rate. They can lower your heart rate, the amount of Tylenol in some of these medications. Some of them, it's a 0.5 gram each pop. You could go into liver failure. I mean, it's, just like alcohol. After a while, it depending, of course, how much you take. You know, true, a little bit of alcohol can be helpful, they say. But, after a while, it's like a poison. You're putting these medications in your system. Your bowels slow down with moving. And especially if you mix it with alcohol or you mix them with benzodiazepines and other sedatives, absolutely, you could stop your heart. You know, people think that if somebody overdoses, it's because of somebody who partied and, was doing, let's say, cocaine and overdid it and, falls over and everybody's giggling at the time when it happens. That's not the setting. A lot of times when people overdose, they take it before they go to bed. They think they're okay. They're taking medication so they can go to sleep, so they can be without pain. I can't tell you how many patients I've heard of, especially in my city alone, where all they did was take their medicine before they went to bed. And they never woke up the next day. Now, I want everyone to be careful, of course, especially if there's any teenagers listening, because I try to look up information on these narcotics, and every now and then you come across a website that actually teaches you how to commit suicide with narcotics. And I can't believe some of the crap on the internet. I don't even know how to filter it out. But I'm looking at this one. I don't even want to tell you the name. The Suicide Do's and Don'ts. And they actually tell you how to kill yourself with a narcotic, right? Or with antidepressants or with barbiturates, etc. I mean, just horrible. Really watch what your kids are looking at. You need to look at what, I mean, and there's a way to go back and see every site they looked at. But, these kids, the number one drug with children now comes from your medicine cabinet. It doesn't come from, somebody on the street giving them pot or giving them ecstasy. The number one drug is Xanax or Percocet, whatever is in your cabinet. So you need to be careful because these kids can kill themselves by your medication. Now, I'll have patients that say, but Dahlia, my doctor said I could take 6 a day. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? My doctor said I could take 6 narcotics a day, and I've been doing that for years. Well, they're not lying. When you look at your prescription, for your painkiller. It'll say, let's say Lortab, okay? Let's say Lortab, right? You know, hydrocodone, 5 or 7.5 or 10 of hydrocodone, which is a narcotic, and then it's attached to the Tylenol, right? It kind of helps transmission of it and sometimes still helps with the analgesia effect when it's attached to the Tylenol. I think it increases the danger, which is why they really want to cut back. The FDA wants to get involved cutting back on the Tylenol component of these medications. But you read it, and it says you can take one every 4 hours. Well, in a 24-hour period, that's six shots. That's six. Now, personally, what I teach my medical students is, you know, you give 30 pills of a pain, you know, let's say somebody strains their back, let's say they sprain their ankle, has some sort of pain that you don't think is cardiac in nature or pulmonary in nature, right? And you're comfortable giving them a pain medicine because you don't think, you know it's more musculoskeletal, you don't think it's anything worse going on like a heart attack. Give them 30 pills. I'm comfortable with giving them 30 pills. And then have them come back for an evaluation. Now, patients will call for a refill. They go, I need a refill. I'm like, no, you need to come in. I'm like, why are you making me come in, Dr. Dahlia? You just want to make money. Well, no, all right, if you've gone through 30 pills, okay, and you've taken one every 4 hours, right, six a day for 5 days, are you showing any improvement? All right, because six pills a day is a lot. If you're taking one or two a day and that lasts you 2 weeks, all right, well, then I want to see you in 2 weeks. I'm not saying follow up when you finish your pain medication, but when a doctor gives you a bottle of pain medicines, you really should follow up when that bottle is done. And if you're still in pain, you need to go that next step. Maybe you didn't sprain your ankle. Maybe you fractured it. Okay? Maybe your leg that you fell on and bruised is still in pain because you're forming a blood clot. Remember, pain is a sign that something is going wrong with your body. It's a defense mechanism. Your body's brilliant. Your body knows exactly what to do to tell you something's wrong. When you sprain your ankle or sprain your knee and it swells up, your body does that so you don't move it. Because if you move it, you could cause more injury. And the pain tells you something's wrong, so you baby it a little bit more. So when you're taking pain medication to cover it up, you could be actually hurting yourself more. Now, for those of you with chronic back pain, I feel for you. I don't know how you do it. I have so many of you that, you know, have been through surgery, whether it was football or a car accident or coming back from your tour and, you know, you blew a couple discs, either the back surgery failed or you can't afford the back surgery and you're in a lot of pain. I feel for you. It's tough. Those are tough. And yes, there are things out there that you could do, but I have had people that say, Dahlia, I exhausted everything. I exhausted the shots, the epidurals, the facet injections, the surgery, the acupuncture, the chiropractic, the physical therapy. It's not working. And a lot of you are on chronic pain medicines, but then if you are, I want you watched by someone that's going to watch your liver, someone that's going to watch your bowel, somebody that maybe will mix it up a little bit, give you a pain medicine holiday, try you on something else, so your body doesn't get so used to it. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Doc Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And of course, please follow me on Twitter or my Facebook page. Dr. Dolly, I'm listening to you now. Great show. Easy. See, good show. They told you it's a good show. Yeah. Good. Oh, next email. Oh, no, just right. I have fibromyalgia, or I believe I do. What exactly is fibromyalgia? That's good. Don't you love it? You're given a diagnosis, right? And then the doctor says, bye. And you're like, okay, so what is that? Right? Fibromyalgia. Here's the thing. Fibromyalgia, interesting diagnosis, okay? When I was in medical school, there were people coming in with kind of muscle complaints and kind of hurting and aching and fatigued. And fibromyalgia was just coming out when we were in training. And I actually trained under one of the doctors that wrote one of the chapters on fibromyalgia and trigger points injections. I believe his name was Dr. Jimmy Hara. Great guy. And basically, fibromyalgia is more than just musculoskeletal pain and pain in the muscles. You also can have memory issues, mood issues, fatigue, etc. And it's kind of a dump diagnosis. And I call it a dump diagnosis because when the doctor doesn't know what the hell's wrong with you, but you have all these symptoms, we don't want to say it's all in your head like we used to. We used to say, oh, it's all in your head. We don't know. Now we're like, okay, we have fibromyalgia. Right. And but what I think people don't understand is some of us with fibromyalgia, it's pretty debilitating. Now, I have fibromyalgia. I do. Now, how do I know I have fibromyalgia? Well, because Dr. Hara, you know, found my trigger points. You know, I think there's a certain criteria, 11 of 17 trigger points, and you all could probably find a trigger point right now. Okay? If you feel, okay, go to the back of your neck and then go down the trapezial muscle that's going down towards the shoulder. Put your finger. All right. I know it hurts. Put your finger halfway between your shoulder and your neck along that diagonal and press down in a circle. You'll find a trigger point. A lot of us have trigger points in the trapezius. All right. But if you have multiple, it's considered fibromyalgia. Now, when I found this out, I'm like, oh, I figured I had, you know, muscle pain because I was in multiple car accidents when I lived in L.A. That's a tough state. It's a tough city to drive in. You know, everybody's slamming on the brakes. I kept hitting people, you know, people swerving in between lanes. Rough place to drive. So I just thought, you know, I was in pain because of that, and I hadn't married my chiropractic husband. But it's very interesting because I'll have horrible crises, I call them. Like, for example, I exercise every day, but if I do a different type of activity that uses different types of muscle groups that I'm not used to using, I won't be able to move for days afterwards. And it's very frustrating because I consider myself a very athletic person. Very. Did you get that? Very. And a couple years ago, I went to Disneyland and we walked around the park and we hustled and we ran and everything was fine. And then later that night, I couldn't move. I just couldn't move. It was almost like a domino effect. Then a year and a half ago, when we were on the Alaskan cruise, we had gone halibut fishing. And I felt good, no nausea, no morning, not morning sickness, no motion sickness. My husband's fighting a 70-pound halibut. So when you're fighting a fish in water, that 70 pounds easily turns into 200 pounds. So he's getting fatigued, so I try to take it over. And I try to take it over. I can only last maybe about a minute and a half. Then we end up shooting the sucker with a 44, bringing it on board. It was huge. I don't know if I have pictures on the website. I know I have them on my Facebook, but I mean, huge, beautiful halibut. You know, then we, you know, slice it up and ate it. Still have some pieces in our freezer. But within hours, I couldn't move for a good couple days. Don't worry. If you go on the Dr. Dalia cruise, don't worry. I'll be moving and rocking and rolling. I just won't, you know, fish and try to catch a 70-pound halibut. But it's very frustrating when your muscles, like a domino effect, spasm. And we're talking whole body. So I look at fibromyalgia as rather than just having shoulder pain, rather than just having back pain where you could see a cause and effect, all your muscles flare up. Now, those of us that have fibromyalgia, usually our blood work is negative. Right? Usually our blood tests look perfect. No lupus, no rheumatism, which is why we used to be called, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you group. Right. Then they said fibromyalgia. Now, what could you use for fibromyalgia? What do you do? Well, again, the same things. I like physical medicine. I think physical therapy is wonderful. I think massage is excellent. Now, me, I can't get a massage because it hurts. I don't like it. That's one way to tell also if you have fibromyalgia is you don't like to get a massage because it hurts. You know, because they go for those trigger points. Now, what's a trigger point? I've been talking about trigger points. We talk about trigger points a lot on the show. All right. Imagine your muscle band. Just kind of think of a rectangle of a muscle band. Okay. And, you know, it's red and striated. And think of a big red flashing dot in the center of it. All right. Those are called tender points. tender points, right? And you can push, again, go back to your trapezius. You could push. I'm sure you could find some on your low back. You know, just in between the muscle, just press around. I'm sure you can find your tender points. Those are called tender points. Now, one treatment that they do is they do trigger point injections. That's what I learned under Dr. Hera, where you get a little steroid, a little Marcaine, which is a longer-acting anesthetic, and then some lidocaine. You mix this cocktail up, and you inject it in that trigger point. And the idea behind it is if you stop that big red flashing light type of thing, then you could calm down the rest of the muscle fibers. It works nicely. You know, again, you know, sometimes you're getting a fair amount of steroids with that, and sometimes it doesn't last. So that's a treatment. A lot of times what they'll do, you know, because you're fatigued and you're anxious, is they'll use, I don't like to call them antidepressants. I hate doing that, but these SSRIs, you know, like Cymbalta, Prozac, you know, or they will also use antidepressants, and those seem to help. Now, if you notice, whenever you're in a bad mood, things hurt more, right? But when you're in a good mood, things hurt less, the endorphins. So that seems to be a treatment. Of course, you could use Tylenol and Ultram and anti-inflammatories. Those always seem to help. They've even used Lyrica. That's kind of the anti-seizure medicine family, Neurontin, Gabapentin. But a lot of people on chronic pain medicines, they're on them for fibromyalgia. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I had these, I call it a crisis, even though that's not the right term for it, but, you know, I mean, it was the type of pain that I would assume somebody with sickle cell would have when you go into a sickle cell crisis. It's very painful and you really don't want to move. What I did is I would take a hot shower and I would go to bed. And then as each day went, I would start feeling better. My husband would just massage, you know, the legs, keep it clean. It was a regular massage, you know, kind of massage, you know, the muscles, and that would work and that would help. But imagine if that didn't work. I probably would have wanted a pain pill. I would have wanted two. I mean, when you can't move, you can't move. So, you know, a lot of us that or a lot of you out there that are taking pain medications on a regular basis, I want you to go to your doctor and reevaluate why, of course, because sometimes you're taking it because you were in a car accident 10 years ago. And are you still in pain from the car accident, or are you addicted to them? And it's okay to talk about being addicted to something. It doesn't mean you're a 25-year-old partier, okay? When you talk about addiction with your doctor, it shouldn't have the stigma attached like we talk about it on TV and in radio, et cetera. All right? But a lot of you may be taking more pain medicine than you need because you're just so used to it. And if you start skipping some of the doses, you start to go through withdrawal. And withdrawal from narcotics, which we've talked about on the show, is not fun. You get the shakes, you get very anxious, you sweat, you can't sleep, you get diarrhea, and you'll need to go through some sort of a detox program. And why should we do this? Well, number one is the FDA is going to start restricting. They're going to start restricting what's in these medications. They're going to start restricting the Tylenol component. And also, remember, with the way healthcare is, there's going to be restriction of access. Let's quickly go to the phone lines. One last call, 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. We've got Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, where are you calling from? Oh, no. Richard, can you hold on? We're coming back after break, okay? Don't go away. If this is your stop, everybody, great show. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. If you could still stay on, please listen at GCNLive.com. We're coming back after the break with more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.